from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism about the commitments North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made during a historic summit with his South Korean counterpart on Friday.
A lot of very positive things happened over the last 24 hours. We're in total touch with both North Korea and South Korea. We'll be setting up a meeting very shortly. We have it broken down to probably two sites now, two or three sites.
And says the president, he believes Kim Jong-un is sincere.
Oh, I don't think he's playing. No, I don't think he's playing. And you know, it's never gone like this. It's never gone this far. I don't think it's ever had this enthusiasm for somebody, for them wanting to make a deal. And yeah, I agree. The United States has been played beautifully like a fiddle.
Kim on Friday became the first North Korean leader to step foot in South Korea when he crossed the border to shake the hand of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders agreed to work toward removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. German Chancellor Angela Merkel visited the White House Friday for a one-day working meeting with President Trump.
We're working on a lot of different subjects, including trade, including NATO, including military of all types, and we have a really great relationship, and we actually have had a great relationship right from the beginning, but some people didn't understand that. But we understand it, and that's what's important.
The meeting follows a three-day state visit to the U.S. by French President Emmanuel Macron. The back-to-back visits to Washington are seen as a joint effort to persuade President Trump not to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and to grant permanent exemption of the steel and aluminum tariffs to EU member countries. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. And speaking of the Iran nuclear deal, new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says no decision has been made on whether President Trump will withdraw from the deal, adding that negotiations are ongoing.
You asked if we talked about the decision. There's been no decision made. So the team is working, and I'm sure we'll have lots of conversations to deliver what the president has made clear. Absent a substantial fix, absent overcoming the shortcomings, the flaws of the deal, he is unlikely to stay in that deal past this May.
Pompeo spoke in Brussels at a meeting of NATO foreign ministers one day after he was sworn in. Palestinian officials say Israeli soldiers shot dead three Palestinian protesters along with another 600 injured in Gaza as thousands of Palestinians demonstrated along the border for a fifth consecutive week. Protesters gathered a few hundred meters from Gaza Strip's border fence with Israel on Friday, with some stones being thrown and tires set on fire. Witnesses say a smaller group approached the fence and tried to break through it. Israel has defended opening fire on protesters, saying it is defending its sovereign border. Israeli also accuses Hamas, which rules Gaza, of using the protesters as cover to carry out attacks. Hamas denies the charge. Nigerian so-called queer women are telling their stories. The new book released this week is a collection of interviews with two dozen women. It offers an unprecedented window in what it means to be a lesbian woman in Nigeria, where homosexuality is illegal. For VOA, Chika Odua reports from Abuja.
The book recounts a series of intimate interviews with 25 queer Nigerian women of various religious and socioeconomic backgrounds.
I'm really nervous, and I'm also nervous about the reception of Nigerians to the book.
That's one of the women featured in the book. She asked to be identified as Woman A. She said most queer Nigerian women are like her, living in the closet. In 2014, Nigeria banned same-sex marriage. The law is far-reaching. Anyone who breaks the law could face up to 14 years in prison. Asked what impact their book may have in Nigeria, Woman A is cautious.
I wish someday I would be able to live openly, but until then.
Chika Odua for VOA News in Abuja.
Human Rights Watch said that with the law, Nigeria effectively criminalized being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Again, for more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.